This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvot HaNisuim Shel Menachem Yehuda Hertzke and Rochel Landau. Yud Tes Mar Cheshvan, Wednesday the 27th of October, Rabbi Eliezer Hertzke, Meir Brochus, A Daily Necessity.
Thank you. The Balaturim in Parshas Lech Lecha and the Pasuk Shem said, "Varach Kel Elyoin Hashem Migain Tzarecha B'Yadecha Zat Kebalaturim." There are seven psukim in the Torah that say, that speak out brachas to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One of them is this pasuk that Shem said, "Varach Kel Elyoin Hashem Migain Tzarecha B'Yadecha." Two of these psukim happen to be in this week's parsha in Chayisara. Eliezer, when he came to the well and said his tefillah, and then Rivka came out, and he realized that his tefillah had been answered. Vayoymer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Asher Lo Yozav Chasdoi V'Amitoi Mi'im Adoni, Benched Hashem who maintained, who never let go of his chesed and his emes from my master. Anochi Baderech Nachani Hashem Beisachei Adoni. That's one of the psukim. And then later, when Eliezer repeated this story to Lovin and Besuel, he repeated the bracha again. He told them that I benched Hashem and I said, so to Balaturim, these seven psukim, which contain brachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a total of 100 words. And this is one of the makairos for the chiyuv to say 100 brachos daily. Chiyuv daily, the post can bring mea brachos b'chal yoyim, it's a gemara in Menachos, daf mem gimel, chayiv odam, Levarech Meya Brachis Bechal Yoim. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk, which we'll see later what the Makar is exactly, what the Drasha is. But one of the Makaris, the Balaturim, says the seven psukim with a total of 100 words, and two of these psukim happen to be in this week's parsha. Another Makar is in next week's parsha, the coming week entitled us, it says, Vayizra Yitzchak, Vashana Ba'aretz Ahi, Vayimtso Vashana Ahi Meya Sha'arim, Vayvarcheyu Hashem. What are these Meir Sha'arim of the Shloah Kodesh? There are 100 Sha'arei Bracha in Shamayim. 100 gates of Bracha. And one has to open up those 100 gates of Bracha to bring down the Bracha to himself. Yitzchak was Zoicha in that year when he planted to open up all 100 Sha'arei Bracha, and he was Zoicha therefore to a tremendous bounty. We say 100 Brachas to open up those 100 Sha'arei Bracha. As the Sefer Achinuch explains in Parshas Ekev, in the mitzvah Birchas Hamozoin, the inyan of a bracha is that we have to recognize that the source of every bracha, the source of every blessing that can possibly occur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the source, Mekayir Kol HaBrachos. And each time we say a bracha with the recognition, Baruch Atah, that you are the one who has bracha, we, by recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayir HaBrachos, we unlock one of those gates of bracha, and that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, causes him to take a give, to let the bracha flow, and we must say 100 brachos in order to unlock all 100 Sha'arei bracha. So I'd like to discuss a little bit in greater detail the inyan of unlocking this 100 Sha'arei bracha, and b'chlal, the halachas a little bit, and the background of the inyan of Meir Brachas. The Tur in Simin Mem Vav brings the Makar, he brings it B'Shem Rav Natrinoi, the Goyin, and it's a Medrash Rabba also in Pashas Chukas. David HaMelech Olav HaShalem Tikein Meir Brachas. It was a takana that David HaMelech made, even though there are many Ramazim in the Torah that it's proper to do so, but the actual takana was from David HaMelech. Why? Ki b'chol yoyim hayu meisim meyon nefashos miYisrael. Every day in David's times, there was a period where 100 Yidden were dying daily. V'loy hayu yoydin alma, and they did not know why, what the reason was. At shechokar vehevin b'ruach hakodesh, until David HaMelech analyzed this and he understood with ruach hakodesh that the reason was because they were not saying sufficient brachos. V'tikein lohem liYisrael meyer brachos, and he was misakein that there should be meyer brachos. And Svarim explained that earlier people would say meyer brachos as there are Ramazim in the Torah, but there was never a takana kavua, and David HaMelech established it as a chiyuv, one must say meyer brachos every day in order to stave off this mageifa of the Malach HaMavis, in which 100 people were dying daily. And the Torah says a fascinating thing. We wake up in the morning and we have a whole list of brachos that we say. Many brachos we say in the mornings of the Torah. The reason Chazal created these brachos, when they composed these brachos, is in order that we should reach the number of 100 brachos every day. There are many brachos that we say in the morning in order to get us to that goal of 100 brachos. That is the reason we say all these brachos. Obviously, each of the brachos has a special Haidah, is a special thanks, special praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the reason that we speak them out in such detail is in order to reach 100 brachos, and truthfully, it's quite easy to reach the number. It's almost automatic that we reach it daily, because we say Shemoneh Esrei 3 times daily. Every Shemoneh Esrei is composed of, as we know, 19 brachos. That's already 3 times 19 is 57. There are 20 brachos in the morning, is 77. We put on Talis, Tefillin, and we say Birchis Kriya Shema, and we have Baruch Shama, Yishtabach. Just in the course of our davening, we reach 90 brachos every day. And when we eat several sudais, it's automatic. It's almost automatic that we reach 100 brachos daily because of all these brachos that Chazal misakin to us. Interestingly, the Bach says something over here that is somewhat frightening. Just as in the times of David HaMelech, he made this takana because there were 100 people dying daily, Zaktabach, that it's important to be very careful to say the 100 brachos, and not to rely on just answering amen to others' brachos, ki ikas sakanas misas meya Yisrael b'chal yoyim, because the sakana exists even today. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was once asked by a person in a sakana, in a difficult situation, what to do, what should I be mechazik in order to have a schus to survive this situation, this illness. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, in his typical humility, I don't know, I am not ready to answer, but I can only tell you what I would do if I were in your situation. I would be mechazik myself in saying Meir Brachis daily, because that is a Haganah, as the Torah comes from the Medrash, it's a Haganah, it's a protection from Misa. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, not just to say the Brachis, but to say the Brachis with Kavanah is what I would emphasize. Baruch means Mekaira Bracha Ata Hashem, to say each word of every bracha, the kavana, and with feeling, and that will give the schus. I saw a very interesting thing brought from the Sefer Hasidim. We say in Nishmas to Pasuk that we say, Baruch Inafshi as Hashem v'chol kirovai eshem kodshai. All my innards should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his innards? Chol kirovai, all my innards should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps you've had the experience. I was once at the Kaisel, davening Shachris, and a Shabbos morning with a group of Kalina Hasidim, and there was a Baal Tefillah there, his name I don't recall. But he said Nishmas with such fervor, and when he got to this Pasuk, Baruch Inafshi as Hashem, v'chol kirovai eshem kodshai, and I felt the actuality of that pasuk. But how are we mekayim it daily? I saw brought from the Sefer Hasidim that if one speaks, says a bracha, b'koil ram, instead of whispering the bracha, to speak it out, when one speaks b'koil, automatically his intestines, his body vibrates. When we whisper, it's not necessarily so, but when we speak our bracha b'koil, the innards vibrate, and with that we are mekayim v'chol kirovai as shem kodshoi. That is an actual way to be mekayim this. And the brachos said in this way have the special kayach of protection. Now there's an interesting problem that occurs on Shabbos. During the week, as I said, with the number of brachos that are Shemoneh Esrei, it's automatic or almost automatic that we reach 100 brachos daily. Shabbos is not so. Shemoneh Esrei is only 7 brachos. We make 3 sudais. Each suda, you wash and you say, Amachil Sidayim, and Amoitzi, and you bench. With all that, we only arrive on Shabbos at a total of 80 brachos. And we are short 20 brachos on Shabbos. So how do we jump from the 80 to 100? How does one arrive? So the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that one eats peiros on Shabbos, or smells besamim, and one should be makpid and medagdik to eat peiros, desserts, and the like, or make brachas on besamim in order to reach 100 brachas. And with a little bit of it, paying some attention to this, it's not difficult at all. Dessert, shahakal, bari priya eats, and or sometimes after the suit, an extra drink. And what's difficult about it is merely keeping count of how many brachas one has made. And that, Shteitin Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, that is the mitzvah that Chazal wanted us to keep count of it, to keep it on our minds. But the actual reaching of the 100 brachas is not very difficult if one pays attention. Another eitz is to listen to brachas to the leining. If one is unable to say the brachas himself, shtein l'shulchan aruch, if we listen to the brachas by kriyas haTorah, there are 7, 8 aliyas and haftorah, and if we listen attentively to those brachas, because the entire tzibur has a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah, so each person who is getting an aliyah is getting it on behalf of the tzibur, and therefore the tzibur has a shaychus to those brachas, and therefore if we listen to the brachas and answer amen to those brachas, so we get credit for those brachas, and that will bring us to the total of mea brachas. V'chatchila, it is preferable to say the brachas oneself, and therefore one should attempt to do it with payers and the summon, but if one is unable to, then he can reach the goal by listening to the brachis of the Kriyas haTorah. The Magen Avraham is an interesting shaila he brings from the Shalah. Ordinarily we know that it's not permitted to be goyim a bracha she'ena tzricha. It's not permitted to just say extra brachis. Saying a bracha Levatola is an Aveira, it's a terrible Aveira. Leisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, one cannot say Bracha Levatola. Is it permitted to cause oneself to have to say an extra Bracha? What is the case? We ate a Suda, and they bring out Peiris for dessert. Now I could eat the Peiris and say Bari Priya Eitz. We know that Peiris that are brought for dessert are not considered part of the Suda, we have to say a Bracha, Bari Priya Eitz, but I will only get one Bracha. But if I bench first, and then I eat the fruit afterwards, I will have to say Bar Nefashis, so I will gain an extra bracha. Is it mutter to postpone, if they brought the peiros to the table, ready to postpone eating the peiros until after benching, in order to gain the extra bracha? Now, ordinarily, if not for this goal of wanting to say an extra bracha, of reaching mea brachas, ordinarily one is not permitted to do this. It's also to be goyreim a bracha shein etzricha. There's no reason to eat the peiros after benching and cause an extra bracha. We try to say only the bracha is derechiyah. Bracha is an important thing and it should not be said haphazardly. So ordinarily, one is not permitted to put oneself in a situation where you have to say an extra bracha and to cause the bar nefashes. What about on Shabbos where I need to reach mea brachas? Is it mutter to cause myself to have to say an extra bracha in order to be mekayim mechiyuv mea brachas? Now we have such a similar situation with shalshudis when Shabbos, let's say, is Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Pesach, for example, if it comes out on Shabbos. And we have to eat Shalashudas, we do it in the morning. We eat Shalashudas in the morning. So, the question is, it's a difficult thing to be Mekayim. And the Rishayim discuss, can one split the Suda in the morning in half, wash and eat a little fish or a little liver, and then bench, and then wash again, and eat the Chalant, and then bench a second time. In order to be Mekayim, Shalash Sudas, we split the morning Suda in two. And I'm sorry? So the Taisus says one cannot do that because we're causing a bracha shein etzricha. You're right, you want to be Mekayim Shal Shudas, but what gives you the right to stop your Suda midway and bench and say three or four extra brachas and then wash again and make another amaitzi? It's a bracha shein etzricha. You can't make brachas unnecessarily.
No break.
Well, if you make a break, you're right, that is the Eitzah. According to Taisus, that's the answer, you make a break. But if you don't have time for the break, so Taisus says you can't do it. The Rush and others say it is mutter. Why? Although ordinarily one cannot make a bracha shein etzricha, but you have a chiyuv shal shudas. The chiyuv shal shudas causes you to have to say the extra bracha. You have a chiyuv to split it because you have a chiyuv shal shudas, and therefore you must split the suda. So it's not considered goyim bracha shein etzricha. You're allowed to do this to be mekayim your chiyuv of shal shudas. Now the question is, would you be permitted to do such a thing in order to reach mea brachas on Shabbos? Let's say a person is sitting by Shalash Shudas. For the example I just gave before of wanting to postpone eating the peiros until after you benched in order to gain an extra bracha. Or what if a person is sitting by Shalash Shudas on Shabbos and he realizes he's several brachas short So he'll split the suda, he'll bench, and he'll wash again in order to reach Mei Brachis. Is it permitted to do that? The Magen Avraham brings the Shla says yes, the Shla Kaddish, but the Magen Avraham says no, it's not permitted to do this for the sake of Mei Brachis. Sure, you have a Chiv Suda. If you have to divide your morning Suda on Erev Pesach because you have a Chiv to eat another Suda, so it happens to be that you, in the course of eating that extra Suda, you will make extra Brachis. That's okay, because your chiv is to make that extra suda. But just to create extra brachis in order to reach Meir brachis, Zakta Magen Avraham is asr. And the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Mem Vav, Paskins like this Magen Avraham, that it's asr to be Geirim brachis eina tzricha in order to attain Meir brachis. But many Paiskim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah on this. The Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins that it's mutter, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Al-Yirab, all Paskins that it is mutter to be Geirim a brachis eina tzricha in order to reach Meir Brachis, because we have a chiv of Meir Brachis, and therefore one would be permitted, if Peiris are brought, to postpone eating them till after the Suda, or as I just said, to be able to divide the Suda in half, in order to reach the Meir Brachis. All agree, even the Magen Avraham agrees though, excuse me, even the Magen Avraham agrees that l'chatchila, if they have not yet brought out the dessert, one should advise, one should tell the family, do not bring the peiris until after we bench, because in that case, he's not causing anything. He benched, and afterwards they brought in the peiris. That is certainly mutter. Now, one might ask, if Chazal was so concerned about us reaching Meir Brachis, and they said that during the week they gave us all these brachis, so why didn't they do the same on Shabbos? Why didn't they just give us extra brachas to say? You don't want to make a longer Shemoneh Esrei, give us other brachas to say on Shabbos. Why set it up in a way that makes it difficult for us to keep track and have to do it? So, in the Sefer Eichel Avram from the Bechacher Rav, it's printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, who says that the Chazal wanted us to enjoy Shabbos, and they wanted us to eat many desserts on Shabbos. Eat peiros, enjoy yourself on Shabbos. And therefore, they deliberately didn't set up enough brachas in order that we should have to eat enjoyable things on Shabbos. I would like to add another dimension to this. And first, analyze the reasons that go a little more deeply into the reason why we must say Meir brachas. I mentioned before the Shla Kadosh in Parshas Toldos. Meir Sha'arim means there are 100 gates, 100 Shari Bracha, and each Bracha unlocks one of those Shari Bracha. Each Bracha is a key. Thank you very much.
It's your 100th.
It can count. There's another chiyuv, tzaddik amenim b'chol yom. It's not a chiyuv like Meir Brachos, but the place can bring the word tzaddik is tzaddi, dalid, yud, kuf. A person should be tzaddik every day, and he should answer 90 amenim, which is not so easy. 90 times amen by answering to all the chazaris hashatz, etc. One has to try to say 90 times amen. 4 kedushos. We say Kedusha 4 times daily, once in Birchas Kriya Shema, and once in Chazar Zeshat Shachris, and once in Ashrei V'Letzion, and again by Mincha. Yud is Yud Kadeshim, answered Kaddish 10 times, answer Amen Yesh Mei Rabba, and Kuf is Mei Brachis, so Amen is another Inyan, but right now we're focused on the Brachis.
Do you do Yoitz 100 Brachis by saying 100 times Amen?
So, that was the Bach that I mentioned before. The Bach says, although one can get away with it by listening and answering, like I said, on Shabbos, if you can. In a way, but for the koyach of Meir Brachis, one lechatchila, one's certainly supposed to say the bracha himself, actually say the brachas. Now, there are other timing brought for the Inyan of Meir Brachis. Why Meir Brachis? There are several other reasons brought, and I'd like to discuss this a little bit more in depth. The Ramban writes, there's a sefer, a country called Taryag Mitzvahs, and there the Ramban writes a very interesting thing. It touches on an Inyan of Kabbalah, but it's a simple thing that all of us can understand, including myself. The Ramban says that we know there's an Inyan of Esa Sfiras. Midos, with which the Eibishter created the world, called Esa Sfirois. And each of those 10 Sfirois are composed of 10 sub-Sfirois. We know when we count Sfirois HaOmer, especially if it's Nusach Sfard, so in Sfirois HaOmer it is Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura. There are 7 Midos: Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Toid, Yisoid, Malchus. Those are the 7 lower Midos. And when those who say this Yirotza and Efter Sfirois HaOmer are always saying Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura. So it's 7 times 7. So there are 3 more levels of Sfirois called Kesed, Chachmo, Bina. So there are a total of 10 Sfirois, and in the same way of 7 times 7, there are 10 times 10. Each Midah is composed of a combination of the other Midah, so it's 10 times 10. And therefore, there are a total of 100 Sfirois. Meaning, Dr. Ramban, that the person, in his Kaychis and Nefesh, is composed of 100 different emotions and Kaychis, and ideals. The mind and the heart and the body work together with 100 different kaychas. And we need 1 bracha for each of these kaychas and nefesh. The 2 taimim go together, the time that I mentioned of opening up 100 shari bracha and giving kayach to the 100 kaychas and nefesh go together. Ramchal writes, Ramashachayim Lutzato writes, that we know that Adam Rishon was told that the day you eat from the Eitz Hadas, Mois Tamus, you will die. And the Gemara tells us that before the Chet, Adam Rishon was great, Misoifa Olam Vatsoifa. Doesn't mean necessarily that he physically was as large as the world. It means that he had the ability, the Kaikas and Nefesh, to affect the entire Bria. He was a tremendous person beyond our Hasagais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced him to a height of 100 amos. We know a man is not 100 amos tall. Dr. Amchal, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced man to a situation where he has 100 kaychis. And Yitzrei Shal Adam is Gaber Olav B'chol Yoyim HaMavakesh LaMisa. The Yitzhara wants to destroy a person and kill a person every day. In order, the antidote to that, to be mechayah, to give chiyus to all our 100 kaychis and nefesh, is the 100 brachis that Chazal will misakin. And what the Torah explains, that there was gzeiras misa, and the 100 brachis are necessary to counteract that mageifa that existed in David. It's necessary for every person, every day, in order to bring chiyus, to bring life to his 100 kaychis and nefesh. He does that al yidei through saying 100 brachis and opening up those 100 shari bracha to bring it down to himself. There's another reason brought for the Mei Brachas. The Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Lamarich Mei Brachas B'chol Yoyim, because it says, what's the Makar? The Gemara brings a Pasuk. V'ato Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'emach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Alekecha. Only to fear Hashem. Al Tikri Mo Elam Mei. Mei. So Taisi struggled to explain, where does it say in the Pasuk with Pshutish al Mikra, what does Ma have to do with Meya? Bushtait, what does it say in this Pasuk Meya? Kernoira, there in Menachai, says an interesting thing. We know, famous Gemara, 100 times is the number the Gemara gives for Chazara, for review. Shaina Pirkei, Meya Pa'amim is a Madrega. 101 is extra credit. That's Ein Adayim Shaina Pirkei Meya Pamim Lom Shaina Pirkei Meya Pamim. But the 101st time is extra credit. But the basic amount of Chazara that the Gemara assumes as a given is 100 times. Why 100 times? Because a person, again, is composed of 100 kaychis and nefesh. When he chazes something 100 times, it permeates his entire being and it goes into his neshama, and then he does not forget it anymore. Dr. Kernoira, the Mashadir, says the same Yisoid. The Rambam says that Chazal misakin brachos in order lizkar shenizkar es Hashem b'nira oisei. We should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should fear Him, we should come to fear Him. We should constantly remember the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be aware of His presence. Chazara requires an awareness, requires a chazara of 100 times. We must chazar into ourselves 100 times daily. Baruch Atah Hashem, that you Hashem are the source of all blessing. And by reviewing that and chazaring it and baking it into ourselves 100 times, it does permeate our being, and then it reaches not just the nefesh, it reaches the neshama, and it permeates us, and then we are filled with the recognition of Hashem Echad, that Hashem is Mekayir Brachos. And it takes 100 times. If I may, I'm going to give an example. And let me just, before giving the example, the Mashah adds an interesting thing that when we give Maiser, we know there's a mitzvah to give Maiser. So Yisrael has 100 units of tevua, of grain, and he gives 10 to the Levi. What does the Levi do? He has to give Maiser mina Maiser. One of those 10, one-tenth, one chelik goes to the Kohen. So that means out of 100 units, 10 are Kodesh, and one is Kodesh Kadosh, and one ends up by the Kohen, and that's the ultimate goal. 100 brachos, a person has a nefesh, which is a basic soul. A person is also a ruach, which is a higher level of the soul. And a person also has a neshama, which is the highest level that we have normally. 100 brachos allows that the neshama should be permeated. It's not just that we say it by rote, but when it's 100 times over said properly, then our neshama attains bracha. As a very simple example, and this is not to be understood directly as explaining this, but just as an example, if one has a program of exercise. So you go on the treadmill and you go on the bicycle and you start working, or on the ski machine. The moment we start working, the limbs feel the strain. It's exercise for the arms or for the legs as soon as we start on that treadmill. But everyone knows, and every doctor will advise, that if you want your heart to have the benefit of the exercise, you need a minimum of a half hour. Because just a few minutes will not... You'll be exercising your arms and your legs, but you won't be exercising your heart. We can say brachos, it will remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we want our neshama to attain the clarity of Baruch Atah Hashem, then we need 100 brachos daily. With less than 100 brachos, it will not permeate our neshama. Interestingly, it's a famous story, well-known story, to Brisker Rav, was in Switzerland on vacation, or as we say here, in holiday, in the house of Yehuda Wolf Rosengarten, and the Brisker Rav. It was Shabbos afternoon, he was sitting there, and he asked to be brought an apple and a banana. Fine, so the host brought an apple and a banana and put it on the table, and he didn't eat it. They sat a little while longer, and the Brisker Rav did not eat it. And then they went to that mincha, and they came back from mincha, and the apple and banana was still on the table. And so the hostess, Rav Rosengarten, asked the Brisker Rav, "Would you like to eat it?" He said, "I don't need to anymore." She said, "So why did you ask me for it?" He said, "I was short 2 brachos. So I wanted to make 2 more brachos, the apple, the b'priyetz, the b'priyadama. But we went to mincha. After asking for it, I realized that I might get an aliyah by mincha. And taka, we went to another shul, I got an aliyah, so I have my 2 brachos, I don't need to eat them anymore." Rav Aaron Agadol from Karlin, 2, 3. No, I assume he had drank. He had to say Bar Nefashis. He must have drank some things. He was going to say Bar Nefashis anyway, so he needed those 2. That must be the elucidation of the story. Rav Aaron Agadol of Karlin, the one who was mechaber, the famous Zemer Ka'echsoif, was once sitting and he took an apple and he said a bracha Bar Yifia Eitz, and there was a chassid sitting there wondering, no. The Rebbe has to eat, I have to eat. The Rebbe says a bracha, I say a bracha, what's the difference? So Rav Aaron told him, I'll explain to you the difference. You are hungry, you want to eat an apple, Nebuch, you can't eat unless you say a bracha first. It's a toll, that's the toll. You're passing through the toll booth, you have to say the bracha. I wake up in the morning, I'm so amazed by the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, I want to say a bracha, I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gave us, but I never can say the bracha unless I eat something. So I take an apple in order that I should be able to say the bracha, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say on Shabbos in the Zmira, Soyadim by Levarech Shalosh Pa'amim. We eat Sudas on Shabbos, Levarech, in order to be able to bench 3 times. Shabbos is a day when we're elevated, we're inspired to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be makir, to recognize the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to recognize the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the Bria. Perhaps Chazal did not give us easy opportunity to say 100 brachas in order that on Shabbos we should pay attention to the chiyuv, and we should keep in, bear in mind the sayadim that we eat in order to say a bracha. One eats peiros in order to say a bracha. It elevates the entire achila. It turns the Shabbos into a different type of experience. Eating in order to say a bracha is an entirely different experience than saying a bracha in order to eat. And Chazal gave us this opportunity on Shabbos. If we keep this in mind and try to keep track of the brachas, it will elevate our entire Shabbos experience and will perhaps bring us close to that madrega of, as I mentioned, the Briskirav and the Baran Kalim.